Greetings, it is I, Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. Go to CLS.LINK, CLS.LINK, buy shit from Amazon.com, give me money, or you're stealing from me. It's my Stefan Molyneux, you impersonation. I don't know what's, this isn't even what I was going to talk about. I'm not sure what's exactly going on with YouTube these days. I only know this because I have been RSSing the YouTube videos from the people I follow, and I look at the titles, and I see there's just been this increase in titles of YouTube videos about YouTube censorship, YouTube demonetizing videos, and then subsequently these people begging for more money. Focus, I'm not going to talk about that today, but I'll have to watch a few videos and I'm going to talk. Guys, look, all right, I just said I'm not going to talk about that and then I start talking about it. Okay, look, God fucking damn it. Relying on YouTube for your income is exactly like having a fucking job at McDonald's and not having any backup plan for when McDonald's fires you. To be on YouTube is fine, and to monetize your videos, that's fine, and to make money on YouTube, that's fine. But when you have to constantly whine about YouTube's monetization and their policies and all this stuff about how, well, this is my job, and if YouTube demonetizes me, I don't make any money. Dave Cullen, I'm talking to you. Get a fucking job. Get a goddamn backup plan. Okay, and your backup plan is, I have a Patreon account. Well, what happens when Patreon fucking takes your account away because you're a fucking right winger? God damn it, people. It's like, there are these really smart people out there, like Dave Cullen. And you just sit there and you fucking whine about, YouTube is my job. And YouTube demonetize. Start your own fucking business, you fucking moron. This is not what I was going to talk about, but here we are. This is exactly like, so there's this, I'm pretty sure it's Tony Robbins, who tells this story. And the story Tony tells goes something like this. I know this woman, and she's working at this company, and they're having these massive rounds of layoffs at the company, and everybody is really worried they're going to get laid off and not have a job. And so I asked her, well, what are you doing about the fact that you might get laid off that you don't know? And she said, well, I'm hoping I don't get laid off. And I said to her, I'm being Tony Robbins right now, I said to her, hoping is not a process. And now I'm back to being the great one. And then you've heard me on this podcast, I was going to say thousands, but that's an exaggeration, at least 40 times on this podcast, I have said, hoping is not a process. That's where I got it from, is that Tony Robbins, right? When Obama, it's hope. Okay, hope is not a process. Right, sitting around whining about YouTube demonetizing your fucking videos, that's not a fucking process. That is not a fucking process. That is not a fucking process. All of you motherfucking right-wing fuckers out there who are so terrified that YouTube is going to demonetize your videos, instead of making YouTube videos whining about YouTube demonetizing your videos, maybe you need to fucking come up with a process to make some money outside of YouTube and cyberbegging, otherwise known as getting a fucking job. You fucking right-wingers love to fucking talk about the fucking free market. I notice none of you want to go get any fucking jobs. Dave Cullen. I'm singling Dave Cullen out only because he comes to mind and because he's guilty of what I'm saying, and also because he's good. I like his videos. I like what he has to say. I enjoy his presentation. Like all right-wing statists, he's wrong about some shit. Dave Cullen, if you ever hear this, don't take it personally. There's lots of company. You're just the guy on my mind. Dave Cullen, Get a fucking job. I know it's really hard. I know creating value for other people is really fucking difficult. Get a fucking job, dude. Stop your fucking whining about how YouTube is demonetizing my videos. God, you sound like somebody who fucking voted for Hillary Clinton and then saw her lose. Oh my God, make it stop. All right, now let's move on to what I was actually going to talk about today in this anarchy moment. Drinking a Mango King Imperial Saison Ale from Funkworks Brewery here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Today we're going to talk about people who are diversophobic. People who can't shut up about diversity, I've discovered this, are diversophobic. I was going to record this anarchy moment this morning and get it out at more or less a normal-ish time, and I didn't because I'm still really busy with... What is that stuff I'm doing this week? Oh, yeah! Job! Do you know that the job I have? Yeah. Hey, Dave Cullen, the job I have where I get paid money for creating value for other people so that I don't have to fucking come on my podcast and fucking cyber beg every fucking episode? That job thing is what I'm doing this week. It's really busy at my job that I have, where I get paid money without having to beg on the internet and ask people to go to my fucking Patreon account and open up an account on Patreon and put my credit card info in there so that when Patreon gets hacked, my fucking credit card information can be all over the fucking internet. You know, Dave, my fucking job, the free market? Have you heard of that? Anyway, I've been really busy with my job, actually making money, not cyber begging, and I could just do this for hours. So I was going to do this podcast this morning, and I'm glad I didn't because I thought of additional things to add in. So here's where all of this comes from. I was at one of my jobs a couple of days ago, you know, these places where you go and you do stuff and you create value for other people and they give you money in return and you don't need a Patreon account and you're not relying on YouTube's monetization and you don't have to cyberbeg, you know, a job. I was at my job and one of my coworkers. Oh, fuck you all. It's the free market! Hey, why don't you go participate in it, you cocksucking motherfucker? Oh, God, the microphone's really hot, too, because I don't have any adult supervision. Oh, well, fuck it. I should back off a little bit. Or just not talk as loud. So I'm at my job. Insert more comments here about free market and not cyber begging. And one of my coworkers, and I don't even recall how we got here. I don't think it was even a political discussion at all. Somehow or another, I said something about race, not like a car race, but like race as in black people, white people, yellow people. Some comment was made about a race in some way. I don't even remember what I said. The other person said, well, I thought there was only one race, the human race. And I said, well, I don't think you did. And she said, did what? And I said, thought. Because if you thought, you wouldn't say stupid things like that. And we were both busy because we were doing this thing called work, otherwise known as creating value for other people, for which other people pay us, and that's why neither she nor I have to go on the internet and set up Patreon accounts and monetize our YouTube channels and cyberbeg, because we have these things called jobs. In thinking about this, only one race, the human race. Now, part of the problem here is that we're using imprecise terminology. Oh, shit. You know, I should have done this before. I should always do things before. All right, let me type on Google real quick. Let me do some research, which means typing something into Google and believing the first thing that I read. Google.com. Google.fuckyou. Oh, what's our stupid little Google bot picture today? Oh, look, it's a non-white person. I'm shocked. Species definition. Species biology. Species Wikipedia. Let me see what this says. Oh, good. Here we go. All right. The hierarchy of biological classifications. Right. No, I'm still here. Hang on. Species problem. Difficult to define a species in a way that applies to all organisms. Right, so a species, and this is all coming up because I'm trying to get this somewhat precise. Oh, by the way, Marcus over at Philosophy, Metaphysics, what's his channel called? Metaphysics of MGTO. He did a good video on science and why modern science is almost a religion. And some other, if I remember, I'll put the linkage to that in the show notes here. It's really good. And it segues in a little bit of what I'm going to say here. All right. So this goes from life, domain, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus. I think it's genus. And then species. Okay, so species is the most distinct of the biological families. So when we talk about people, for whatever reason, we came up with race. We say different races. A better scientific term would be to say there are different species of humans. There is the Caucasian species, the, I'm going to say it, Negro species. I'm sure that's racist. There's the Asian, Oriental? I don't know. Yeah, Caucasians, Negroes. Is Latin. See, I don't even know the right words for this shit because I don't really care. We got white species, black species, red species, yellow species, brown species. But we have subspecies amongst those. For example, the Australian Aborigines, which I have learned from listening to one of Adam Piggott's podcasts, are now supposed to be called Indigenous Peoples because Aborigines, or he says that the slang for them is Abos, is of course racist now because everything is racist. Here's the thing. Stupid people, such as this person I work with at the job we have, you know, the place where we go where we get paid money for creating value for other people, that prevents us from having to cyberbeg on YouTube about our fucking Patreon account, Dave Cullen. Stupid people, who nonetheless don't have to cyberbeg because they can get jobs, Dave Cullen. Stupid people think that there's no difference between the human species, the different species of humans. And I'm assuming, I could be wrong about this, well, there's one, they could believe this just because they're stupid and they see everything on television. But assuming, I'm going to assume again, there'll be a lot of assumptions here, that they have some tiny level of intelligence. The stupid people might conclude there is only one species of human because humans can all interbreed. Which is like saying there's only one species of dog because dogs can all interbreed. Now, here's what's interesting. This is When you stand back and you look at this and you think about this, and when people try to assert there are not different races or different species of humans, let's look at exactly what these people are saying and put this in some greater context. Now, the people who will tell you there are not multiple species of humans are the same people who will tell you that there are multiple species of spotted owls living in the same forest. See, these spotted owls and these spotted owls that are 500 feet away from these are two different species, even though they can, of course, breed with each other. Now, what's even more interesting is if you look at the planet Earth, we have Asian elephants, we have African elephants. Asian elephants, African elephants, are genetically, biologically different from each other in small ways. They are two distinctive species. They can breed with each other. People, and I'm using the term people very loosely, people who think there are not multiple species of humans are saying that humans all around the planet Earth, remember Africa, Europe, Europe and Asia, the sort of distinction between those is, I know there's seven continents. Well, no, there actually aren't seven continents. There's only four. And then, of course, we've got the big islands out there. But there's really, Asia and Europe, they're not really that separate from each other. There's this giant attachment. And even Africa is attached as well. It's attached in Asia. But you've got Australia off by itself with the Aborigines. You've got Antarctica. There's no people down there. And then you had North and South America. Elephants in Asia and Africa managed to, while remaining compatible breeding with each other, managed to evolve genetic distinctions from each other that make them different species. When somebody says to you there aren't different races of humans, when they're saying there's no such thing as different races, different species of humans, what they are saying is that humans who evolved, unless of course they don't believe in evolution, which is the only thing I can really figure out, humans evolved on the North America, the South America, Australia, Africa, Europe, Asia, the British Isles, that people evolving over hundreds of thousands, millions of years on these different continents, somehow or another, the environment and their conditions and their actions and everything around them did nothing to shape them in such a way that they achieved achieved biological diversity. Yet all the animals on the continents somehow or another evolved in such a way that they have biological diversity. This is why different continents have different animals. You see, if all animals around the entire globe, and humans are animals, by the way, if all the animals evolved exactly the same, then every continent would have platypuses. Every continent would have ostriches. Every continent would have elephants. Every continent would have penguins. Every continent would have lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. But you see, the climate, the food sources, the resources available on different continents are all different. The weather is different. The temperature is different. The food is different. The plants that grow there are different. Right? I mean, all the plants would be the same too. And so the idea, and of course, remember, all the people who say this stupid shit, again, they think that there's seven different species of the spotted owl living in the same fucking forest. Yet they don't understand that humans evolving on different parts of the planet are going to genetically branch out from each other. They're going to adapt to their specific climate, and they are going to create different species of the human race. That's racist. No, that's biology. And this goes back to what I talked about when I talked about why is there so much emphasis right now, today, in the current year, in the United States of America, in the media, of trying to get white women to breed with black men. And I put out three possibilities. Number one, they're trying to get rid of white people. Number two, they're trying to get rid of black people. Or there's always 2.5, which is that black women just are not attractive and even black men don't want to have sex with them. And actually, I think that one's the most likely. And then there's option three, which isn't that the people who are pushing black and white interbreeding aren't trying to get rid of black people or white people. They're trying to get rid of all races. Once again, we go to the hatred of diversity that is possessed by the people who can't shut the fuck up about diversity, right? Sort of like the hatred of, you know, how would we say this? The hatred of getting a job espoused by people who can't shut the fuck up about the free market, but get all fucking whiny when YouTube demonetizes their videos and sit there and make entire fucking videos whining about how you need to go put money into their Patreon account because this is my real job. But it's not a job. It's a fucking YouTube channel. The people who can't shut up about diversity hate diversity. That's why they can't shut up about diversity, right? We've been down this road. I've explained this. It's in the articles of CLSology. That which you don't have is that which you can't shut up about. All those women out there with their pussy hats on protesting Donald Trump, they weren't out there because they hate Donald Trump. They're out there because they want Donald Trump to have sex with them. They want to be impregnated with his alpha sperm. All these people who can't shut up about diversity are terrified of diversity. What is diversity phase one? Diversity phase one is the elimination of opinions that are different than the opinions of people who believe in diversity. Right? The crackdowns on hate speech, the speech codes on college campuses, the attacks on the Trump supporters, the attacks on the alt-right, the mainstream media labeling anyone who disagrees with them as Hitler, on and on and on and on and on. Number one is, number one in the implementation of diversity by the pro-diversity people is to eliminate diversity of opinions and diversity of ideas, to get everybody to think the same. I've told you in the past that diversity, according to these people, is a room full of people who have different color skin but all have exactly the same opinions. Step number two in the diversity roundup is the elimination of biological diversity in the human species. Not just getting blacks and whites to interbreed, but getting all of the human species, the human races, to interbreed with each other so as to wipe out the biological distinctiveness of the individual human species, the species who evolved in North America, the species who evolved in Middle America, the species who evolved in South America, the species who evolved on Australia, the species who evolved in Europe, the species who evolved in Upper Asia, like Russia, Siberia, the species who evolved in Middle Asia, who evolved in India and in China, and in Mongolia, the species who evolved in Africa, like in the North Africa area, the South Africa. There's all of, and then of course there's all of the islands out there. They're the way you call it, the Philippines, and in, is it Indonesia? Am I getting my words fucked up? But the point is all, and right, like the island dwellers, the people in the, oh, yeah. So there's all of these different human species. They are, this is biological diversity. And if you point out to these people who can't shut the fuck up about how much they believe in science and global warming is real, right? Okay, these are people who believe global warming is real, but don't believe there's any difference between humans who evolved on the Australian continent and humans who evolved on North America. Okay, when you think there's no difference, no biological genetic difference between humans who evolved on two completely different continents under completely different conditions, and you try to tell me you fucking believe in science, you are the people who should be put in concentration camps and exterminated, because you're just fucking stupid. You're too stupid to save. You're too stupid to fix. You're too stupid to convert. You're too stupid to be allowed to live in a society that values freedom and intellectual achievement. Now, in a socialist paradise where you could be a useful idiot, in a social justice warrior fucking paradise, yes, you would sit there and you would just lick the ass of anybody that the fucking elites put in front of you, and you would pay your taxes, and you would be a consumer, and you would be a slave, and you would be an idiot. You'd fit in perfectly there. But in Ancapadice, you don't have the intelligence to fucking survive.
I believe in science, but there's no such thing as different species of humans. We're all the same.
Now, a big part of the problem when those of you who are stupid hear this is that when I say that the different species of humans are different, you automatically hear inferior. My pointing out that humans are, that there are different species of humans, you in your tiny little brain, because you're stupid, instantly translate that into, I am a white supremacist and I am saying that the white species is better than all the others. Well, actually, yes, we are. But aside from that, no, we're really not. No species is better than other species, because each species has evolved, unless you think God farted us out. I know you believe in science. Global warming. I'm all believe in science. I watched Bill Nye the Science Guy and I masturbated while he was talking. I believe in science. Each different species of human evolved in their specific environment, and they are best suited for their specific environment. None of them are inherently better or worse than the others. But you see, you're not smart enough to understand that, because you are what Joseph Stalin called a useful idiot, and you believe everything you see on the television. So step two in the diversity program, once differences of opinion and differences of thought have been eliminated, step two is to eliminate the different species of humans, so that there is only one species. The people who can't shut the fuck up about biological diversity are actually trying to reduce and restrict the biological diversity of the human race. And then, of course, step number three, which is what I thought of later, and I'm glad I did, so I can add it in. Step number three is, of course, the complete elimination of the individual, otherwise known as the singularity. Now, for those of you who are not losers and don't know what the singularity is, let me explain this to you. The singularity is the masturbatory fantasy, and Marcus over at Metaphysics of MGTOW goes into this in his video where he talks about flaws of science, when he talks about how these people who can't shut up about believing in science have simply made science their new religion. Because for them, the sort of nirvana of their world, their afterlife, is the singularity. All right, so before we go to the singularity, I have to explain the transhumanism. Now, for those of you who are not a bunch of fucking losers and don't know what transhumanism is, let me explain that to you. Transhumanism is this idea which is held by the, what I call the cyberstatist, that humans will, can, should, ought, whatever it may be, to evolve beyond biological bodies and move their consciousness into computers and machines. Okay, that we are going to transcend being biologically human and put our consciousness into machines. So that's step one of their masturbatory fantasy, which sounds absolutely fucking terrible. I mean, maybe when I'm 90 years old, I'm about to die, I might be willing to do that. If you could offer me transferring my consciousness to another cloned biological body, I'd take that any day. I mean, a younger one, obviously. But right now, this whole putting my brain in a computer really doesn't sound too appealing. Unless you're a fucking cyber statist. Okay, so now, once the transhumanism has taken place, and once they can put their consciousness into computers, their ultimate masturbatory fantasy is the singularity. The singularity is when all of the human minds are not just put into computers, but put into one computer. All human minds, all human consciousness will come together in a computer as one entity. That is the singularity. And that is the ultimate goal of diversity, is to take all the different opinions amongst the human species, the human race, the human genus, I really don't think I'm pronouncing that word correctly. I used to know how to say this fucking word. They want to take all the different people. They want to wipe out all of your individual opinions. They want to wipe out all the individuality of each different species of humans. Then they want to wipe out your biological body. And then they want to wipe out your very existence. They want the human species as a whole to become this one entity. And when we all humans on the planet Earth are this one entity known as the singularity, then at that point there's only one opinion, there's only one belief system, there's only one worldview. That's diversity. That is the ultimate end goal of the motherfuckers who can't shut the fuck up about diversity. Anytime someone starts talking to you about diversity, these are people who are struggling to get rid of as much diversity as possible. Diversity of opinion, diversity of thought, diversity of action, diversity of gun ownership, diversity of fucking biology, diversity of existence. So the lesson from today's Anarchy Moment podcast, goddamn, that was 35 fucking minutes. Yeah, it was gonna be a short one. Could have just done a whole thing. Lessons from today's podcast: people who fucking can't shut up about how much they believe in science don't believe in science. People who can't shut the fuck up about the diversity of nature and animals, and we got the biodiversity, are the same people who want to eliminate diversity in the human species, the human race, and shut the fuck up about your goddamn fucking Patreon account and how YouTube is fucking you over? Because of course you... telling me that YouTube censored your videos because you're right wing is like making a video and coming... I went to the ocean today and it was wet. Oh, really? No shit? Of course YouTube censored your fucking videos. Of course YouTube demonetized your fucking videos. Will you please shut the fuck up and go get a fucking job?